You can tell I'm new to this. Take, take, take. Okay. Hi guys, so welcome to my first ever YouTube video. I've literally been saying for I don't know how long that I'm going to start a YouTube channel and just not getting around to doing it. But we're here, we're finally making our first YouTube video, so we move. You'll probably notice throughout this video I tend to say literally and we move a lot. But I'm going to try and stop myself from saying it because even I find it so annoying. So today's first video is going to be a Q&A, as it seems to be the most popular requested video on my Instagram last week. So I put a question box up and lots of you wrote questions that you wanted to be answered. So I wish I could get through as many questions as I could, but obviously I would be here forever. Okay, so I'm going to get straight to the questions and get answering them because I feel like I've made you wait long enough. So the first question is, if you didn't go on Love Island or do modelling, what would you do? This is so random, but I actually wanted to be a midwife. Yeah, a midwife, which I literally don't know why, because anyone that knows me knows that I hate anything to do with blood, needles, just anything hospital related. It makes me feel so squeamish. Like, I just feel so lightheaded. It comes to the point, even when I'm watching something on the telly, if there's anything blood operations or anything like that involved, I've got to turn over or cover my eyes. It just makes me feel physically sick. So yeah, thank the Lord that didn't work out, because I doubt you'd want me as your midwife at the bottom of the bed. Okay, how many times have I said literally, it needs to stop. But moving on to the second question. So the second question is, how did you get into modelling? So I always get asked this question. So to cut a long story short, I'd done my first beauty pageant, which was called Miss British Isles, which I did go on to win. And there was like a modelling agency in the crowd which scouted me. I think I stayed with them for about 4 months and then I moved on. And the agency that I moved on to, I'm now still with them today. They're based in Manchester. I literally love them. They're such a lovely little agency to work for. And then I've also done Miss Liverpool, which I come runner up in that. So I kind of done Miss British Isles, got scouted, went with a modeling agency, done Miss Liverpool, and then done some modeling jobs and went on to Love Island. So it was kind of just upwards from there, really. What is the age gap between you and your mum? So I always get asked so many questions about my mum. So the age gap between me and my mum is 18 years. She had me when she was so young. My mum actually had me the day before her birthday. So she was actually 17 at the time and she turned 18 the next day. So my birthday is the 27th of June and my mum's is the 28th of June. So there's a little cool fact for us all. So it's actually a day apart between us. Well, not actually a day apart, but a day apart our birthdays, you know what I mean? What is your dream job? To be honest, what I do now is my dream job. I love that every single day is different. You get to work with amazing people. I literally wouldn't change what I do for anything. How come you and Georgia didn't like each other when you first met? Okay, so me and Georgia love this story. We always tell people this story when we have a drink. But, so I'm going to cut this a long story short. I'm going to cut a long story short on this story also. But basically, when Georgia come in the villa, she arrived like a day later. And when she come in, I thought she is just too loud for me, because Georgia's like a quite loud, bubbly person. So I thought, I'm not going to like her. So I just like put it out there because we were kind of clashing and stuff. So I just said, I don't like you. She said, I don't like you. So I was like, cool, that's fine. We didn't really see eye to eye for the first few days. Then in Love Island, like, the girls, you'd all get ready in the same place. Not that you'd have to get ready there, but because you was kind of used to getting ready there, automatically you'd just go to that spot where you got ready the night before. So me and Georgia would get ready next to each other, and this one day she had this gorgeous lip gloss on that I literally loved. So I said to her, oh, can I borrow your lip gloss? And she was like, of course, babe. Which I think is actually kind of cheeky that I had the cheek to ask to borrow her lip gloss after telling the girl that I didn't like it. But yeah, that was that. And then from there, like, our friendship has just grown. And like, Georgia is a really, really good friend of mine. So thank God that I asked for that lip gloss. Did you think Love Island was going to accept you when you applied? So I never actually applied for Love Island. I was scouted and my process of going on Love Island was so quick. I didn't really have a chance to think of what was actually going on. So within 4 weeks, I met the producers, done me press stuff, and then I was in the villa basically, all within 4 weeks. It was so quick moving, but it was the best thing that I could have ever done. Like, I've met so many amazing people from the show. I've gained so many amazing opportunities as well from the show, and I'm forever thankful that I've done it. Like, it's absolutely mental. Like, you can't explain the experience until you actually do it, kind of thing. I think I was a bit of a bitch on it, which I can recognize now. So please, you know, would you recommend getting your boobs done? Okay, so I've actually had my boobs done, and I'm happy that I got my boobs done. As long as you're getting your boobs done for yourself and you're not feeling pressured, like, through social media or anything. As I feel like social media, it can paint a picture where it makes you feel pressured because you're seeing all these unreal girls on Instagram. They all look amazing. But you need to remember that Instagram, you can edit your pictures, you can put a filter on it. Everything is not real, like, what you see. So as long as you're getting your boobs done for you, for yourself, for your confidence to be happier, then yeah, totally. But also, please, please, please make sure you research, like, a lot, because there's all different type of surgeons and there's pros and cons as well. So make sure you look into who you're going to, look up the pros and cons also. But I'm happy that I got mine done. What is your 5-year plan? So I'm 24 now, so in 5 years I will be 29. I'll be 29. So I'd like to have a business of my own. I think the, like, four main important things are happiness, wealth, success and health. Like, as long as you've got them four things, you are winning at life. But to, like, get your goals, you have got to be consistent. Consistency is key. But I'm very much one of them people, like, if I put my mind to something, I can manifest it and I will get it. So I'd also like to be living in my dream home and also be starting a family of my own by then. I've always said I'd like to start a family by the age of 29, 30. That's just the age I'd like to start. Like, right now I'm just too busy living life and just doing everything for myself. I'm definitely not ready for any kids anytime soon. So guys, I'm going to make this my final question. So the final question is, do you have any sisters or brothers? No, I actually don't have any sisters or brothers. There is only me. Which I absolutely love. I love being an only child because you just get all the attention on you. I couldn't even imagine having a sister or brother, to be honest. But I've always grew up in a really, really close knitted family. So my family is quite a big family, but we're all really, really close. We're all really close, especially like me and my girl cousins growing up. We're around the same age, so I've never felt lonely ever. Like, we've always grown up playing together, having sleepovers together, going on holidays together. So it's been amazing. So I'm going to stop there, guys, because I didn't realise how long it takes to film your first YouTube video. Obviously, I'm new to it, so please, please, please be kind. But we got there in the end, and we have smashed the first YouTube video. So hopefully, you'll be seeing a lot more of me. So if you like what you see, make sure you give it a like and comment down below what you'd like to see next. I know a lot of you have said a makeup tutorial, so I think that will be my next YouTube video. So hopefully, you loved watching this video, guys, and you'll be seeing me again very soon. Thanks for watching.